What's going on, everybody? You know what time it is. This is Evo's Thoughts. We're going to talk about artist development. There's a couple steps that you have to take when you do artist development. The one thing, I mean, it doesn't have to be in a certain order, but you have your brand, just, you know, your look, your sound. For some gender, it's different. So, like, females might have stuff where they go into, like, you know, the body, even the way your body looks. You might have to lose some weight or whatever it is. So you have the sound, which is, you know, the way you sound when you record. You have your look, even as far as, like, your name. A lot of artists, they don't use their real name. That's, like, their persona. For instance, like, Alicia Keys, you know, Keys isn't her last name because she played the piano. You know, they kind of figured Alicia Keys kind of sounds cool, makes sense, and it works. I forget what her actual last name is, but for a lot of artists that want to get into artist development, the best thing is to first figure out, it's almost like, think of it like a business plan. You know, you got to kind of figure out, what are you selling, and then how are you going to sell that? And the same way you would market a restaurant, that's kind of how you kind of approach your music. So for instance, if you want to do pop music, there's a certain look that goes with pop music compared to other genres. Well, for instance, country, the people that sing that genre usually dress a certain way that gives you that country vibe. Not that they probably do it on purpose, but, like, that's just where they're from, and, you know, that's part of the whole culture of it. So when you do, okay, again, we're doing pop music, so you want to get into pop music, so you figure out, I'm going to do pop music, cool, but what do I need to look like a pop star? And that's what kind of, like, labels hire people as far as vocal coaches, music producers, stylists, all that kind of stuff. It can get pretty in-depth. It's basically like a boot camp for artists. If you don't really have the funds to, you know, hire, you know, all these people, you can basically just either do it yourself or just hire your friends to, you know, to do it. You're the artist. You want to do some pop music. You got all the pop producers. You got pop songwriters and all that. Working on your sound can take years. Sometimes it could take, you know, half your life to find the sound you want. But when you have certain people that's their job is to just, they just produce pop music. So they kind of know what entails to kind of make that genre happen. So you got the pop stuff, you got the producers, and you got the songwriters, and you're kind of picking from different artists that inspire you. So, for instance, like, if I were to do a artist development, the way I would do it is have the artist tell me what they're currently listening to, what they like, what they don't like, why they like it, and just kind of take from all these different ideas. And then from that, try and mash up everything together or whatever makes sense to kind of create a sound and create a lane for that artist. From there, you know, you can discuss about the name. You can discuss, are you going to go by your real name? You're going to use your first and last name, or you're just going to use a persona name? That stuff doesn't really, like, again, you don't have to do it in a certain order, but you can, definitely, like, you know, change your name and eventually change it again. You know, like, you went, there's so many artists out there that, like, change their name 10 times. So it's not like just because you pick a name, that's it for the rest of your life. You don't want to change it, you know, every 3 months, but, you know, maybe 5-10 years down the road, you could, as you grow, then you can change it to what fits you. The other thing I would do too is figure out, you know, what the look is going to be, because nowadays we're in a time where people see things on social media and then, oh, Kim Kardashian's wearing this, you know, this hat. I want that hat. How can I look like her? How can I look like him? You know, those are like the things that they have that we want. So if you kind of dress normal, not saying you have to dress like crazy like Lady Gaga or anything, but if you just dress a little different to when you walk in a room, someone says, like, man, that person just stands out. Like, there's something about that artist, not artist, but that person. And most likely then they're like, oh, you do music? And you're like, yeah, how'd you know? You just have that vibe, you know? And that's kind of what you want as far as, you know, depending on too, let me say this. It depends too, and there's artist development, but then there's artist development because people want to be like, I want to be the biggest pop star in the world. Where someone might say, hey, I just need help to find my sound. If you're just trying to just find your sound as an artist, then that's cool. You don't have to do all these steps. If you want to be the next Beyonce and you really want to go full out production, full out artist development, yeah, you're going to have to bring in a stylist and photo shoots and like tons of stuff to really make you feel closer to your goal. But yeah, if you just want to be just a regular artist, just like, you know, an indie artist or something like that, you know, you want to stay kind of underground, then yeah, you don't need to do all that crazy stuff. But I still feel like you need some kind of style, whether it's like, you know, a guy that always wears, I don't know, a purple beanie, and that's all he wears, a purple beanie all the time. You know, and then there's this girl that she wears her hair a certain way all the time. Like, even if you're an indie artist, which I see all the time, that those artists still have a thing. And that's kind of what like artist development is trying to find what that thing is for that artist, because you could have five females in a room and they're all going to have that one thing different that artist development kind of works for. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes what you think works, eventually the outside world will show you that it doesn't work. So then from there, you have to go back to a drawing table and kind of reanalyze things. Maybe your name just sounds weird. Maybe it's spelled weird. Even that makes a big difference. It's all about how the listeners, they see music. You know, the way they hear it, the way they see the names, like all that stuff kind of like, to me, it feel matters. I think, what was that movie? There's an old movie called The Wonders. I don't know if you guys ever saw that, but it's like Tom Hanks. He plays a manager. I think it's based off a true story. But in the band, the one guy calls it The Wonders, and he spells it O-N-E. And then everyone was calling it like the O-Neaters. And then the one guy's like, no, you need to spell like this. I spelled it with a W. So yeah, like even like something stupid like that really made a difference in like just the way it looks and stuff like that. If you're a singer, you definitely need a vocal production. You need to have a vocal coach always with you. You know, you have to have lessons all the time because, again, it's really like a boot camp where you're just kind of, it's a full body workout. You know, you got to work your vocal cords. The way you walk, or like sometimes your communication skills, you might have to talk to someone that works with how to do interviews, talk to someone that, I don't know, just there's a lot of stuff for arts development. Everyone's steps are different. You might have someone that's like super funny and they just know how to talk and they walk in a room and they can lighten up the whole room. And they don't need help in those departments, where you might have someone that's really shy and they walk in a room, they're real quiet. Now that person needs that extra step of, not only do they need vocal production, this and that, but now they need communication skills and they need, you know, etiquette. Maybe they curse too much. They need to learn their better vocabulary or bigger words or ways to sound like more intelligent. I don't know. Like there's tons of things that you could do, and labels kind of like have everybody for that. And that's why sometimes these superstars are the way they are, because they're literally molded to become superstars. That is the label's goal, is we're making this person a superstar and they're getting the works. They're pretty much getting everything. So the minute they're fully packaged, the whole world wants to be them. The whole world, you know, sings their music or whatever it is. So and that's how the labels win, is because they create this, it's a seed, like, hey, we're going to plant this seed, and by the time this tree grows to be however many, you know, feet tall, it's going to make all these oranges, and all these, we're going to feed all these people with it. We're going to make so much money with these oranges. It's the same exact thing. They plant the seed, this artist, you know, becomes this amazing thing. Everybody wants to be that person, and the label makes their money. Eventually, that plant starts to not grow as much, and it's making less and less, you know, oranges. So now what's the label going to do? They're going to plant a new tree, and then they start all over. And that's why every year there's a new artist that comes out. Some of the old artists have to get rebranded, and they basically almost go into artist development themselves. But for them, it's more like a rebranding where they take all the same steps, but maybe they're trying to change their sound up. You know, maybe the way they sing is they're trying to reach a more country twang, but they can't do it. So they need to bring in country people to show them. So artist development has always happened. It has nothing to do with like, you're not good. Because I remember I told someone that they needed artist development and they like took offense to it. They were just like, are you saying I'm not good? Are you saying that like, whatever they thought I was like coming at them, or they thought that I was just being really rude. But really it's like, you know, you have the look, which is, you know, that's sometimes the hardest thing. The artist had the look, vocally needed work, you know, pitchy here and there. So it's like, you know, bringing a coach. The music wasn't really, so like stuff like that, you would kind of like, and again, not every artist needs artist development, because just some artists don't have what I call that thing. There's this thing called, and I don't want to like get off track, but there's this thing called like, everyone calls it the thing. You might say like, oh man, this artist, like, I don't know what it is, but she just has this thing. Like, and sometimes you can't ever like pinpoint it, but that's like the beautiful thing is like people have this thing. Artists just think that, hey, I can sing, I'm an artist. And that's not really how it works. You know, you have to check off everything. And on top of that, it's about being consistent with it. So you can't just, oh, I did this vocal coach thing one just this week and now I'm like, now I'm good. Like, no, you got to do these things long term. And then while you're artist developing, you're actually now like starting to find ways to tweak things. And now you're like, oh, well, they're having me sing like this, but I kind of just came across, I stumbled across singing like this, and now I'm kind of mashing them together. So now you're kind of taking what they're giving you and kind of still making it your own. But yeah, like, if you do artist development, trust me, that's like the biggest thing that you could probably do in your career that you can invest in. And sometimes it's free. Sometimes it's just a lot of studying, you know. The way I think of it is like, grab all of your favorite artists, and then from there do like reverse engineering. I mean, like, can I say, all right, for instance, like Michael Jackson took from James Brown, but you know, Usher and Chris Brown both took from Michael Jackson. Everything kind of all ties in. So just find like, all right, I love this artist, and this artist, but pick different genres, and then say, all right, I like this Beyonce song, but I like this Taylor Swift song, and I love this Doja Cat song. And you say, all right, in Doja Cat, I love the way the music sounds, but I love the tempo of this Taylor Swift song, but I love the way such and such Beyonce sings this part. And then you find a way to kind of mash them together. And by doing that, sometimes you try so hard to sound like your idols that you end up failing. And then when you fail, that's actually not you failing. There's a point where you fail, but that point is also like closer to your sound, because you failed, but because you didn't complete it, it got you so close, but enough for you to like still add more to make it you. We just see the final product. You don't really see like, oh, you know, Def Jam just took in this artist and they're slowly molding this artist. They're going to be done with her in 5 years. Like, we just see this artist just come out into the world. And like the one example for artist development, that artist Tyla, you know, she blew up from TikTok. And right now I'm super positive that the labels are just going heavy on artist development. You know, they call her like, oh, she's going to be like the new Rihanna and all that. It's because the labels can make her become the next Rihanna, because they have the money to hire the best of the best to mold you into whatever the next superstar is. That's enough rambling for me today. Peace.